Hello, everybody. It's your favorite podcaster and streamer who doesn't sleep. If you guys haven't already, and you're just watching this or listening to this on Anchor, or you're watching this on YouTube, we do have a Twitch channel. If you're watching on YouTube, it's the same exact name as the YouTube channel. So it's Fast Fire Guy. And if you're watching this on Anchor, it's the same thing. It's on Twitch at Fast Fire Guy. We stream from about 12 a.m. to 3 a.m.-ish EST and play games like Kerbal Space Program and other things, which gets into my next topic. Last time we talked in, why should we explore space? Well, today we're going to talk about things in space exploration, things in recent news, which are going to be pretty interesting. So, what are we going to talk about that's quite fun? Well, Axiom Space, which is the one who's going to do the private astronaut missions, the first company to do the private astronaut missions to the International Space Station, actually signed a contract with SpaceX very recently to get three additional Crew Dragon missions, which is to meet their private astronaut mission goal through at least 2023. So the AX-1 mission will be happening in early 22, and now the new contract is AX-2, 3, and 4. All will use the Crew Dragon spacecraft launched on Falcon 9 rockets, and as we know, those can be reused, so that is quite nice. That's something that, you know, I want to talk about, you know, real quick. That is such an amazing thing that we're able to not only reuse the rocket, we're also able to reuse the capsule. And so now we have a way into space that's almost completely reusable, except for the second stage. But still, that's a cost-saving measure, and it's also a way, you know, we don't have to pollute space as much. It's just beautiful, you know, what we can accomplish. And I'm so happy to see it, and I want to see it continue. I want to see more reusable vehicles. I know where it's, you know, it's kind of fun to bash on the new Glenn rocket, but I want to see it go up. I want to see competition, because that will force innovation in the space industry. I want to see Rocket Labs come out with their Electron rocket, or not their Electron rocket, their Neutron rocket, which is supposed to be a pretty comparable rocket to the Falcon 9. So, and I want to see more Falcon Heavy launches. So, this is a very, very, very nice time for spaceflight, and I can't wait to see what comes of it in that regard. Anyways, on to the next story. NASA just chose Venus for the Discovery program, and they selected two missions. And so basically there is Veritas, or Vitar, I think that's how you pronounce it, Veritas, which is going to be an orbiter with a radar mapper and an infrared sensor. And then there is DaVinci Plus, which is going to be a probe. It's going to have an orbiter, but it's also going to have a probe that will plunge into the planet's atmosphere to measure its composition, and hopefully it'll land, and we'll get some stuff there. Now, why are we going back to Venus after we haven't been there in 30 years? Well, we've discovered some things. Lots of things that have been very interesting. If you're not in the know, one of the main reasons we want to go back to Venus is the study is controversial. As you know, it still needs to be verified. We still need to go through it, you know, with a fine-tooth comb, but there is potentially a study that is shown in a paper that came out that said there might be phosphine in the atmosphere of Venus. Now, phosphine, as we know it, and with our current chemistry, can really only be produced by life, and it's in the upper atmosphere. The upper atmosphere of Venus is not as hot as the ground. There's actually some spots in the upper atmosphere that are quite comfortable for that microbes or some other life could exist. And so that's why we're having a sample. That's why we're going to test the composition of the atmosphere, so that way we can see what's really there. Is it really phosphine, or is it something else? If it is phosphine, That's awesome. Because it will allow us to do two things. One, it'll either change our understanding of chemistry and how we can make phosphine in other ways besides, you know, that one way to make it, you know, the one way we may need to make it, you know, here on Earth. Or we, for the first time, discover life outside of our own solar system, or not out of solar system, out of our own planet that's alive. You know, we could assume that there's been life on Venus, you know, in the past, in the very old past, since we believe that, you know, at one point it did harbor a more gentler atmosphere, possibly oceans. And then, you know, obviously runaway greenhouse effect happened, and bye-bye, pretty Venus, hello, hellish landscape. Like, if you wanted a picture of hell in the dictionary, a surface of Venus is probably it. It's got immense pressure. I think about, like, 50 to 100 times of what Earth's is. Don't quote me on that, but I know it's a lot. And then on top of that, it's, like, 300-400 degrees Fahrenheit. 300-500 degrees Fahrenheit, which is hot. That melts things. That's why most of the early probes that were sent there and went, you know, for surface stuff didn't do very well. They did actually quite poorly after a little while, or burned up just from the pressure. So, getting past that, we really want to, you know, do that. Also, the mission also wants to find if there's active volcanism on Venus. You know, like volcanism similar to what we have here on Earth, with like hot lava instead of cryovolcanoes. And so, with all this new scientific discovery, we might prove things, you know, that were learned even up to now that were wrong. And we'll also learn things, you know, so that'll be really, really good to understand, you know, what have we been teaching ourselves that is wrong about Venus, and just a better understanding of the universe around us. So I'm actually quite excited that we are going back to Venus. I am kind of sad that missions out to Triton and Neptune, Uranus, I'm sad those didn't get picked, because we really don't understand a lot about those planets. The last time we ever, you know, went out there was for things, you know, it was all the way back during the Voyager series of rockets. And so I am quite sad that, you know, we aren't going to have a mission out there, at least not for a while. But, you know, is what it is. Can't really complain. NASA doesn't get, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars. They get less than $30 billion for their budget. So, and, you know, we've got a new spending bill that's up to $6 trillion, potentially, for the next budget. So, NASA doesn't get a lot of money. Not at all. Even with the $4 trillion budgets we do have, NASA just doesn't get anything. Now, do I think all of it should go to NASA for the space flight? No, but I think, you know, it should be expanded, and we should get more money for research and understanding of the universe, because, you know, big we need to understand, you know, even for satellites, you know, to understand a big scary asteroid coming, we need to stop it. Well, we don't have the technology to stop it now, do we, if we keep, you know, not funding NASA? So, I'm a little biased in that, of course, because I love space and I do a lot of KSP recordings, but yep, that's my stance on that. In other news, as we progress to the next news things, China is establishing a company to build a satellite broadband mega constellation. So, now we're going to have 13,000 more satellites join the mega constellations of today. We obviously have the one coming from Russia, and we also have the ones coming from SpaceX with Starlink. So the world is just going to be bathed in internet. You ain't going to get away from internet anywhere. Which is kind of cool, because I have a friend who lived out in the boonies, and, you know, a lot of areas in America still have less than like 20 megabytes download speed. So, having the capability of getting near 100 megabytes per second download speed out, you know, in the middle of the wilderness because of a satellite constellation, that's awesome. Because that'll bring things like, you know, online gaming, better internet access, you know, just to worldwide, better safety things. It's just, you know, special. And it's something we need in the world to further advance society. So, we don't like you so much, China, for space stuff. And your aggressiveness towards other nations, but good luck. You know, I don't hope for any destruction of your stuff. I hope your research in your space station and your researches that you've been able to do on Mars and the moon keep continuing to do well. We need more stuff in space. I think we need to better work together in this regard. So, on to the next thing. I know there's already been a lot, so already. The Air Force is actually furthering a study to use commercial rockets, like Starship, to transport cargo around the world. So, essentially, they want to see if they can use something like Starship to transfer, you know, 50 to 100 tons of cargo across the world. You know, using something like SpaceX's Starship for military transportation. So that's quite interesting because you can do it a lot faster than planes. And they spent $9.7 million this year so far for the use of rocket and cargo deliveries. So now they're going to be expanding that next year to almost $50 million. You know, to examine the benefits and challenges of moving rocket to move about 100 tons of cargo to any location in the world in less than an hour. So, good for SpaceX. You're now getting used by the military. You know you're on the cutting edge if the military wants to use your stuff. So, good for you. That's a lot of money that'll come in your way. In sad news, as we get towards the end of this podcast, the James Webb Telescope might slip to November again. Oh, why do you have to get delayed? I want to see all the cool space stuff. James Webb is going to be like Super Hubble. Basically right now it's doing the, testing on the pre-launch testing for the Mir system, and then the telescope is going to be shipped to France, and it'll launch upon a Ariane 5 rocket. However, because of the processing schedule to get it ready to get launched, you know, for pre-launch check, you know, to make sure it doesn't blow up into a million pieces, and because of the time it'll take to get there, just because of the size of the thing and the delicacy of the thing, it's going to take a little bit. And so it might fall behind its original launch date. But it'll be really cool because it's supposed to launch this year, and the amount of things we're going to discover with it is amazing because it's such a high-resolution telescope. Like, we all thought Hubble was good. If James Webb gets up there correctly and we don't have to do repair missions because they didn't calibrate the telescope properly, holy shoot, it's going to be amazing. Like, you guys do not know the half of it. I am excited. Space, we are pushing day by day further and further, and it's beautiful. I am so happy because I've always been a fan of space, and I can't wait to continue our trips and life in space. Thank you everyone for listening and watching. I hope you all have a fantastic Friday, or whenever you're watching this. Please come down again to the YouTube channel and to the Twitch channel at Fast Fire Guy. Just Fast Fire. No 1234. There's no 1234 at the end. It's just plain Fast Fire Guy. And if you want to, please share this around with your friends, you know, or share my channel around with your friends so that way we can bring even more people over. So, thank you again. It's been great. Let's keep having fun. Let's keep going. Hope you all have a great day. And remember, if you get one to the top of one of those rockets, be safe. Because, they're basically big candlesticks. For one of my favorite lines in For All Mankind is when they were laughing about, well, you did just strap your ass to a rocket for government pay. And that wasn't the full statement. It was like, you know, a big candle, you know, a big firework for government pay. And it was hilarious. Anyways, thank you all for listening and watching. I'm so happy at the growth we're going. You know, I never thought, you know, we would get to 22 followers as quick as we did. Or right now we're at 8 subscribers. I never thought we would be able to get there, you know, here as quick as we did. And, you know, with Anchor, I never thought we'd get the amount of views we have. So thank you so much. From the deepest parts of my heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope you all have a fantastic day. Hope to see you all soon.